It's Monday, 17th of November. It's raining. It's very overcast everywhere. Ain't no sunshine. Ain't no even sign of the sun. Not even a glimmer in the southern skies. Everything's wet and overcast. On the positive side, it's very mild. Very mild indeed. Yesterday we had a har that just hung about all day long. Still here. And greyness and cold. And now we've got this. Again, on a positive side, it's not snowing. There you go. But that lovely, mildish, fresh air. The wind's just picking up in big gusts now and again. I'll try to figure out exactly which direction it's coming from. Those gusts of fresh air are lovely. Waking me up this morning. Slept well last night. In fact, had to get up, if you know what, if you follow me. And I thought, as I prepared to get up, it's usually my wife that gets up first. Ah, well, it'll be my turn this morning or tonight or whatever. And I looked at the clock when I got back into bed, and it was 6:10. So that in itself was a bit unusual and also great. I was sleeping through to that time. Problem was, because I did look and because it was 10:50, I then was thinking about, well, we've only got about an hour and 5 minutes or something before the alarm goes, and will I get back to sleep? And I didn't to begin with. Eventually I must have went over, because I remember getting a dig in the ribs because I was snoring. Which means I must have went back to sleep. So all in all, good. But a good night's sleep. I'm watching a tiny wee... Well, I say a tiny wee wren. They're all tiny. It's just the way that they flit. Flit's a brilliant word, isn't it? They really do. They flit at an incredible rate. As if they're on steroids. It's just dart. One twig to one branch to another, and constantly moving. It's incredible. He's just travelled from one pine tree to the other tree, to the top of the next tree, and all the time flitting and stopping, flitting and stopping. Hunting for wee beasties. Imagine if we could. I mean, that you'd be pretty much a super human person to be able to do that kind of stuff. I don't mean through the trees, I mean just on the ground. So. Yeah, that's one of the good things. One of the good. What's the word? let's just say, praise God that He never gave us humans the ability to fly or to swim in the oceans. Because we'd only just destroyed the air and the seas way back. Oh, I'm grateful. Man's desire to fly. No, God forbid we ever get the ability to do that. So I'm feeling good, mentally, positive. I took a tip from a friend of mine's here in audiobook when I mentioned these routines and things that trigger. Definitely focus my mind away from those triggers, or at least one of those triggers. But this morning I was very positive. In fact, what was I thinking about in the shower? It was, oh, I can't remember. What's the point? If it comes, it comes. But it was just, it was, you know, positive actions. You know, this morning, I have to say, my mouth is like a bowl of jelly. Or over there, across the pond, it'd be jello. It's not forming words. Either that or it's the mush between my ears that's not forming a word. Or the thoughts properly this morning. But apart from that, it's a wee bit like the negatives and positives of the weather. There's always a positive of the weather somewhere. And with me and my state of mind and my wee foibles and health, even though there's all those negatives, there's always positives. Sometimes it's hard to remember the positives. There's one great positive in my head this morning. It's actually just come to my head, so let's be honest about it. And that was, I went along to my cousin's. She stays along the road, not quite half a mile. And we see her often and we talk. We've never gone about each other's houses. So yesterday I had cause to go along and see her to deliver a prize she'd won in my wife's charity raffle. And of course she invited me in. And it's very strange, although I've dropped many as a card through her letterbox, I've never actually chapped her door to go in because I didn't want to intrude, even though, yes, you know, I knew she would welcome me in. So yesterday I went along and I was in for, oh, about an hour, I guess. And we talked about things in the past and family and, you know, I came back along that road with a glow. Honestly, a glow. It just, there was also a couple of emotional moments when we spoke about certain things and I could see it in her eyes and I guess you could see it in mine. And a big hug when I left. And I came back along that road really with a glow and a spring in my step because I just felt so good. It's as if someone had given me a, I don't know, some kind of injection of well-being. I just felt so good at having spent an hour with her. It's great. It's great. The little things in life that, you know, that can give us a boost. Not that I was down or anything, but certainly it made a... And then when I came back, away fast. You know, actually in a nice way, what kept me in, I was telling her, but, you know, so she wanted to know what we were talking about. That's why I got to really see what I was saying about my mouth that's not working this morning. I really, virtually all that was said, not everything was said, to my wife who was interested, because she does love my cousin as well. And it was just great. So a magical wee bit of the afternoon yesterday. My God, my mouth is going into mush. Maybe it's time to stop mushing. And watch the golf finches.